107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got Zach Gribble on the line with Destination Stratford, Lights on Stratford, so needless to say, lots to discuss. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
So, Destination Stratford, boy, people love the Love Stratford box. Another huge success.
It really was. This is our third attempt out at doing this consumer box and distributing some Stratford joy out to the world and taking Stratford and some of its experience to visitors where they live at their homes. And like the last two times, this has been so successful that we sell out, you know, within a couple of hours, which I think just speaks to how much people are missing Stratford and how badly people want to visit here. So it's really encouraging for us in the tourism space as we continue to go through recovery.
Oh, for sure. And how about the trails that are happening, Christmas trails, that sort of thing?
Christmas trail is incredibly strong this year. We have 26 stops. This trail goes until December 20th, and similar to the chocolate trail and the bacon ale trail, it's $30, and people can pick up their passes at Destination Stratford, 47 Downey, here in Stratford, or at Bradshaw's, and that entitles folks to go to six of the stops that they can choose themselves. And there's quite a wide variety of Christmas treats and holiday gifts along the trail. So for a lot of folks, shopping for Christmas gifts can often be a stressful thing. Not with the Christmas trail. This is a pure joy kind of experience that really shows off Stratford's amazing retail mix.
Oh, for sure. And again, we'll pass along the details and links on our socials, of course, with Destination Stratford. And that'll segue into us talking about Lights on Stratford, but we should say the award-winning Destination Stratford, Lights on Stratford, because you picked up a Provincial Tourism Award just recently.
We did. We're really honored to have been selected to win the Winter Innovation Award for our work last year with Lights on Stratford as a response to the pandemic. And as you know, I'm obsessed with the lifetime value of things that will continue into the future. So we're just thrilled that Lights on Stratford is going to be hosting its second annual festival in only 3.5 weeks. It's hard to believe, but from December 17th right through to January 28th. And we have some pretty incredible displays lined up for this year. And featuring Sky Castle, a series of giant arches that respond to your movement and have an audio component, very interactive, will be in Market Square. To Journey to the Stars with planets of our universe, with stars over top on Tom Paterson Island. To Shakespearean Gardens of a Thousand Lights, and a whole bunch in between. And if I can give a quick shout-out to our local business community, they've really embraced Lights on Stratford, and as I like to say, it takes a village to raise a light festival. That's a major draw for tourism. And so we have a whole bunch of really great specials, packages, and accommodators have Lights on packages, and we also have all kinds of really interesting and unique Lights On related experience, everything from signature burgers at certain restaurants to a special Lights On Stratford donut, gourmet donut that I'm quite excited about now, as I'm a fan. So really, you've got Stratford all coming on board to create an amazing experience for this light festival this winter.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, and I gotta say, it sounds like your dogs are pretty excited too about it, Zach.
Well, he's always been trying to make it onto the radio, so finally.
And sorry, your dog's name?
Milo.
Milo, there you go. Zach, is there anything else? Gosh, we got so much to look forward to. Anything else, either Destination Stratford or Lights on Stratford, that people need to know about or get ready for?
Well, focusing again on Lights on Stratford, we'll be making a bunch of announcements over the next couple of weeks. We are going to be doing a significant amount of contesting this year. In terms of best light displays for residences, for downtown businesses, and even for manufacturing. As well, there were just such incredible photographs shared online last year. So we will be doing a series of photography competitions this year to really step up everyone's game in terms of capturing Stratford, which is easy to capture because of its normal beauty. But with these light displays, we're going to really push the envelope for both amateur and professional photographers to capture Stratford in the lights.
So lots coming up. Of course, we'll share the details with mystratfordnow.com. Zach Gribble with Destination Stratford and Lights on Stratford. Thanks for this, Zach. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Jamie.